Be safe as you drive today.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up. Get up.
You get out of bed this instant.
And turn it on. Glenn, Angel, and the Flying Dutchman. The Big Show on Kiss 92.
Good morning, Singapore. Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Not the Backstreet Boys, but the Flying Dutchman.
Yay.
Hola.
Woohoo. Do you say hola?
Hola.
Hola.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
¿Cómo estás? It's very interesting. I learned all kinds of things. There's so many different ways to greet someone in Spain, depending on the time of the day.
What's the morning greeting like?
So there's the one that is the most interesting is buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes.
Which starts at noon and stays all the way until light disappears.
Oh.
And then it becomes buenas noches.
Right. And noches means night. Is
which
that
is good night.
Ah.
Yeah. Or good evening.
Okay. Then when they're sleeping, the siesta is tardes.
Tardes. So if you sit there during the day, it's buenas tardes. Yeah.
Tardes. Oh, yeah. Siesta. Wow.
But it's amazing.
Buenas tardes.
It's very interesting. Love the trip. Going again.
So you were only in Barcelona?
No. I was in Barcelona, Valencia, Seville, Peñíscola, Córdoba.
Is it Peñíscola or Peñíscola?
Peñíscola. Oh. Peñíscola.
Well, I mean,
we did a lot of cities.
If you could go back on this trip and go back to just one place, what place would that be?
That would be...
Peñíscola.
No, it would be a place called Albaicinth.
What?
Albaicinth.
Albaicinth?
It's very strong. It's an old city. Yes, it's an old city. It's all white buildings. It's up on a hill. Mm. Very few cars. Everybody's walking or cycling or motorbikes because the roads are just too narrow.
Albaicinth.
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 You got to say it that way. Albaicinth.
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 Okay.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Coming up on the show today, we've got a couple of amazing prizes. We got a $100 dining voucher from the Feather Blade. That's where we do a breakfast bingo. Everybody's going to do it.
I got it.
Oh, my steak's there.
Also, we've got a prize. It's high tea buffet for two at Bar Intermezzo at the Orchard Hotel, Singapore. Ooh. This, check it out, is worth over $199.
Okay, today it's noodles, Battle of the Brands. Noodles. That's all I'm going to tell you now.
Okie dokie, just around the corner, TikTok's in trouble again, this time in Taiwan.
All right, let's kick things off with Jungkook featuring Latto. This is 7 on Kiss 92. It's the three amigos, Glenn, Kyle, and the Flying Dutchman. Good morning.
Good morning.
And none of us are even close to being Mexican, but still. TikTok in trouble again.
Uh-oh.
This time in Taiwan. It's quite interesting. Taiwan has deemed the popular social media site TikTok as a national security threat. During a legislative hearing, their Minister for Digital Affairs, Audrey Tang, claimed that foreign hostile forces have substantial control, not necessarily directly, but indirectly, over the social media platform. So they are now saying it can't be used by government bodies.
Mm-hmm.
They can't use TikTok. Mm. So now in Taiwan, they're thinking of extending that to schools and non-government agencies as well.
Wow.
This comes
in line with the Americans.
Yeah, because they passed their bill, right? TikTok now has 6 months to divest their U.S. assets.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're going to be banned.
Oh, damn.
And I don't see TikTok divesting their U.S. interests. Why should I? America's not that big a market. There's the rest of the world that they've got to consider. So it's going to be very interesting to see whether they divest and what happens with Taiwan now.
Man, there's so much politicking going on. I don't even want to get involved.
Yeah, but to keep talking... politicking and talking. Get it?
Yeah, got it. Yeah, politicking and talking.
I feel like TikTok is the best way to connect with the common man. Like, coming from a young person, right?
Okay, if I took TikTok away, where would you go? You would just go to YouTube, which is where all TikTok users will go. You'll just go to another platform. You're just going to...
Well, I guess, but it's not as accessible. Like I can see... videos of our politicians are putting out TikTok videos.
Yeah.
And I won't find that on YouTube.
But if there's no TikTok, that's where it'll go.
I mean, it's certainly a popular medium.
It's a format that works.
You're a millennial, right?
Yes.
You're a millennial. See, Cheyenne is a Gen Zer, and she, I'm sure, loves TikTok as well. I mean,
Cheyenne
so does
lives on
Shalini.
TikTok.
You know, the kids love TikTok
they
as
do.
Well. So
yeah,
it's huge.
It's huge. So if they lose America, it's not going to be a huge thing for them. Because the Americans will just find somewhere else to go.
Yeah, but what about the kids in America, FD? Come on. I just said TikTok is huge.
It is huge, but they will just find somewhere else to go. When this whole thing first started, there were TikTokers who were going, no big deal, I'll move to YouTube.
Okay. Yeah.
If you don't give them the choice, they go to YouTube. It's
FD
that
is the biggest TikTok user.
You know, okay? I always wonder, right? They claim that they banned TikTok in India. But if you scroll through, you'll see a lot of Indian-made TikTok content. And I ask myself, how do you do it with a VPN? Like that, to get a VPN just to upload content on TikTok, it's a lot of work.
Yeah. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, I saw the latest TikTok video on how dirty it is in India, the food. Yeah. Did you see? I'll show you guys.
Yeah,
my goodness.
That one guy where he's seated and he's using his hands to take everything. Yeah. And he takes the money with the same hand.
Right. Yeah. You're putting stuff under the armpits and all that.
No, like under the armpits, blood.
But it cannot be.
That one's clever editing. Yeah. So, TikTok might be banned in Taiwan as well. Thank God we've still got it in Singapore.
All right, Trending Quickie is coming up at 6:19.
What's hot? And what's not? Trending.
Trending. Trending. Glenn's Trending Quickies.
Who here has watched Beetlejuice?
I have.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the iconic Beetlejuice character was actually inspired by the 80s rock band The Cure. Robert Smith, you know, I mean, his hair.
Yeah, if you think about it.
He was kind of pale as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, Kentucky has become the first state to pass a law protecting musicians from AI.
Oh.
Fresh after winning the Best Actor Oscar for Oppenheimer, Cillian Murphy is going to star in a Peaky Blinders movie.
Oh, good, nice. Great.
That's brilliant. India has a national election coming up. They allow voting from April 19th through to June 1st.
What?
44 days to accommodate their over 970 million voters.
Whoa.
How crazy is that? And finally, Richard Sleiman. You know this name?
No, right?
I didn't know as well until I read the story. Richard Sleiman is now in the history books as being the first living person to receive a genetically modified kidney from a pig.
Good grief.
He was expected to go home over the weekend, and he did.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's something.
Genetically modified kidney
for medical advances, right?
I think so, right?
Yeah.
Almost scary, man.
Scary.
That's it for Trending Quickies. Dua Lipa, blow your mind right here on Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. And according to Angel, Dua Lipa was in town a few days ago.
Yeah.
Just for one day.
24 hours.
Mm.
Wow.
Fast in, fast out.
Mm.
Yeah.
She almost sounded disappointed, Angel. Like she would have been able to get Dua Lipa to come into the studio. Like, who's Dua Lipa? Her sister.
You never know, she has connections, you know.
Yes, but I'm quite sure she has no connections to Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa, a bit odd.
Yeah. If she did, Angel will be my best friend.
Is she not already?
That's for sure.
No.
Alamak. Okay, okay. Well, this... I'm a bit tongue-tied.
Dua Lipa.
So this will blow your mind as well. It is supposed to be a tech story. It kind of revolves around tech, but it's not really tech. It's a bit of a situational wreck.
Right. It's supposed to be Angel's Tech Tuesday. So.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
But I'm here and I kind of think a little bit different, right?
Okay. All right.
I found this story of a girl named Josephine. Josephine buys her friend a pair of Apple AirPods 4 years ago, 2020, Apple AirPods. So this is the Gen 2 AirPod, better battery life, etc., etc. Really nice, right? Oh, Glenn, I'll buy you a birthday present. Hey, happy birthday, AirPods for you.
Thanks.
Now, 2024, this girl texts her friend and she goes, hey, remember those AirPods I bought for you 4 years ago? Well, my AirPods are spoiled. And I'm a bit in a tight situation. Can I have them back?
Oh my God, no.
And she's asked for her AirPods back. This is what it is. Yes.
The AirPods she gave.
She gave as a gift.
As a gift.
She wants it back now because she's tied on cash. So Glenn, if someone did this to you, right, what would you do?
I would give them the AirPods back.
Sure.
I mean, it's the... I mean, I can't... You know... I'm that sort of person. It's like, you give it to me, that's fine. But then if you, in this case, you want it back, it means you really, really need it back.
Yeah.
And I don't need it quite as much as obviously you do. So
Okay.
Oh, he's very different from me, man. I'm going to go. You gave it to me. It's mine. Go buy your own.
Well, yeah, because it's a gift,
it's
right?
It's a gift.
Yeah.
But that's also because it's, I mean, it's not like super expensive.
It, yeah.
If the gift cost like $1 million or whatever, I'm like, go to hell. No way I'm giving you back the gift.
So when she actually sent this text to her friend,
right,
her friend did not respond, could not respond. If someone sends me a text like that, I'm like, what do I even say to you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So this the receiver was probably looking at it, and this was what the response was from Josephine. Hey, I asked you something so simple, why you blue tick me?
Oh,
it came to that extent. It came
what's
to that.
Wait. So blue tick means
you've read it, but you're not responding.
But you've
to
not responded.
I see.
Because on WhatsApp, like if you've seen a message,
right? I know that. But then the term, is
oh,
like
yeah,
you've blue ticked me. Oh,
yeah.
So it means read it, but you didn't reply.
Don't respond. Respond to it.
Yeah.
Now eventually, this friend responds and says, "Hey, you know what? 4 years ago, I paid for your Thai fund. Can you pay me back $4? And the conversation ended.
Oh. Okay, coming up, headline news and sports very soon.
Waking up, Singapore. Can I get up? The Big Show on Kiss 92. Can I get up?
Good morning, Singapore, and welcome to the biggest and best breakfast show in the world. We are The Big Show. No Angel today. She'll be away for a day, but Kyle Ravin is in for Angel, just like he's been in for the Flying Dutchman for the past week.
And welcome back, Flying Dutchman.
Thank you very much. It's good to be back. Although okay. The heat's a bit...
The heat here is
it
a bit...
very hot. Yeah. Very, very hot.
Yeah, I would
hot
have thought like sticky. Spain would be rather hot as well.
No, it was generally cool. We did have days where it got as high as 27, but we averaged about 18. 19, which is quite nice.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Quite nice.
Well, it was 36 in your hood yesterday.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah.
Okay, anyway, coming on The Big Show and The Big Show TV at 8 a.m. today, we'll be joined by award-winning psychologist Dr. Geraldine Tan once again, and we'll be talking about relationships.
Oh, Lord.
Different relationship styles.
That's so many different
why are you
styles.
Laughing?
No, I'm just thinking so many different relationship styles.
Okay.
You said relationships and everyone.
Oh, Lord.
I wonder why.
You know I will end up opening up and stories will come.
No. No, you won't.
No, I won't. I promise I won't.
No.
Also, just around the corner, we've got breakfast bingo. 5 clues that lead you to 5 words and you could walk away with...
$100 dining voucher from the Feather Blade. Check this out. Oysters... Salmon carpaccio, octopus, steak and eggs, ebi, mentaiko cheesy egg. Okay, I'm hungry.
Done.
Also coming up, Battle of the Brands this hour as well.
Yeah.
And
should we?
Noodle fans, you'll find out the two brands that are going to be pitted against each other. No, not quite.
Okay, we'll find out.
All right. Meantime, here's Claudia Toast on Kiss 92. It's time for Breakfast Bingo!
Bingo, bingo, bongo!
Breakfast Bingo with the Flying Dutchman.
Bingo.
It is time for Breakfast Bingo. I give you 5 clues, you give me 5 words. You've got 30 seconds to do it, and you could walk away with...
$100 dining voucher from the Feather Blade. Check this out. It is a steakhouse inspired by Flatiron in London's Soho, and it's open its second outlet in the East Coast. You get to enjoy happy shucking hour when naked oysters are only $2.50 per piece. Feather Blade.
Shook. Nothing like a naked oyster.
Yes.
Alrighty, so there is your prize. If you want to win it, give us a buzz. 669-10-920.
Bingo, bango, bongo.
Breakfast bingo with the Flying Dutchman.
Bingo.
Time for breakfast bingo. 5 clues and 5 words. We've got Nicholas on the line. Good morning, Nicholas.
Morning.
Hello, Nicholas.
Hi.
So are you on your own, Nicholas, or are you with somebody?
With my daughter.
What's your daughter's name?
Chloe.
Good morning, Chloe.
Good morning, hi. Chloe.
Hi, Chloe. Must help Daddy, okay?
Okay.
I think Daddy's got a trip on a few occasions, so he'll need your help.
Yes.
Okay?
How old are you, Chloe?
16 this year.
16 this year. All right. You guys are going to play together. You're going to walk away with a great prize, hopefully. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. 30 seconds is your time. Your time starts now. Where you keep your money?
Bank.
Not willing to wait for someone or something? Not patient, but?
Communication.
Yes. A system of computers and other devices that are connected to each other.
Network.
Yes. The opposite of boy is?
Girl.
The opposite of pessimistic is?
Optimistic.
Yes. Well done.
Congratulations.
That was a team effort indeed.
That was very good. That was very good. What did they walk away with?
They're going back with a $100 dining voucher from the Feather Blade at a new outlet, new seafood bar with exclusive surf and turf dishes. You got oysters, salmon, octopus, the whole works, the whole ocean, everything there for you. $100 from the Feather Blade. Congratulations.
Congratulations, guys. Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Kiss 92.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Glenn's Top 5.
Top 5 Facebook posts.
Everybody's favorite. Here we go at number 5.
Hollywood hasn't remade Spider-Man in a while. I hope everyone's okay.
Enough Spider-Man movies. Too much. Don't mind.
At number 4.
I'm exactly where I want to be, at home avoiding people.
I wish. At number 3.
Prayers needed. Oh, nothing's wrong. I just want to win the big sweep and quit my job.
At number 2.
Today, I'm going to give it my sum.
Your sum?
Your what?
As opposed to my all.
Oh. Oh, sorry, I feel stupid.
And the top Facebook post that Glenn has found.
Stop trying to make everyone happy. You are not tequila. I'm going to go, it's time for this. But I already say that whenever I do my impossible question.
This is true.
So in the studio, I'm just pointing to Cheyenne and she's hitting this opener. Okay, so battle of the brands for today.
Okay.
Noodles.
All right. You just
instant
said noodles.
Instant noodles.
Oh, yeah. Instant noodles.
Instant noodles.
Okay.
So, Nissin versus Indomie.
Wow.
Hey, wait, let me get this right. Nissin are the cup noodle people,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Nissin, the cup noodle people.
Okay.
Japanese company.
Yeah.
Indomie. You guess, lah, bro.
Indonesia.
Indonesian.
Yes, Indonesian. I know people that treat Indomie like a religion almost.
Yes. I've never had Indomie.
I've never eaten Indomie in my life.
I've had Indomie once. I was doing a show in Bali.
Okay.
Oh, right.
And I had this very interesting nasi goreng, nasi Indomie mashup. So they serve Did I say Bali? I meant to say Batam. I apologize.
Okay.
Batam.
They Bali, serve you, Batam. Very different.
Very different. Yeah.
They serve you nasi goreng and nasi mee goreng in the same dish.
So it's a double carb dish.
It's a double,
this is carb.
Double carb dish. But it was pretty good. It was
rice and noodles.
Rice and noodles. Fried rice, fried noodles.
Okay.
Together.
No veggie, eggs, a little bit of pork. No, cannot be pork.
Beef. Beef, probably.
Maybe beef.
Beef or chicken.
I don't know what I was eating, but it was nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
The only thing I have about cup noodles.
Maybe you had some cat.
The only thing I have about cup noodles.
Yeah.
The cups are never big enough, lah.
Yeah.
You always have
You're not supposed
to
eat so much, that's why.
Yeah.
You always end up eating two cups.
Yeah.
You know how much MSG there is in each cup?
Yes, my doctor tells me all the time.
That's a reason why the cup is of that size. Okay, so anyway.
Because that's all they want you to eat.
Yes. Nissin versus Indomie. Leave us a voice note. Tell us which one you prefer. Okay, 8855-0920. What do we have as the prize for
We've
today?
Got a prize that's worth over $199. It is a high tea buffet for two at Bar Intermezzo. It is at the Orchard Hotel Singapore. One thing I can promise you, probably no instant noodles there. It's going to be a lot better.
Thank
it's
God.
Be a lot better. A lot better. Yeah. Their high tea is going to come with a glass of Prosecco. They've got food. We've got local flavors. They've got kong bak pao to savory sweetness, carrot cake. Check this out, durian penggat. I don't know what it is, but it sounds good and probably smells good as well.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, so Nissin versus Indomie. Which brand will emerge the winner?
Send us those voice notes, 8855-0920.
Sam Smith, Too Good at Goodbyes, right here on KISS 92. All the great songs in one place. Coming up very soon, Dr. Geraldine Tan from The Therapy Room. And we'll be talking about different types of relationships, different styles of relationships. Okay, but right now it's time to do this.
Glenn's Impossible Question.
About 10% of the world's population have never done this. About 10% of the world's population has never done this. Okay, what am I talking about? Let's start off with, since the Flying Dutchman is back after 9 days on leave, FD, what do you think the answer is? About 10% of the world's population have never done this.
Use the bidet.
No, nope. Good guess, but not the answer I'm looking for.
Use a bidet.
Yeah, good. Not everybody
this
uses.
This is
true.
A Singapore problem. It's a conversation for another day, but it is a okay, never mind. 10% of the world has never done this?
10% of the world's population have never done this.
Tell their parents they love them.
Good guess. But
how
not
many
the
people
answer.
Do it? No? Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, since Carl just mentioned it, go tell your parents you love them today.
Please.
Hey,
Abby,
I love you.
I love you too.
What?
No, my inside story.
Inside story.
Okay. Cheyenne, what do you think the answer is? About 10% of the world's population have never done this.
Use the internet?
No.
Ooh.
Kissed.
Ah. What?
About 10% of the world's population have never kissed.
Wow. Man, you don't know what you're missing.
So my delivery rider gave me a word of advice. He said, bro, in life, you need to deliver. To deliver, you need balance. And life is like riding a bicycle. To have balance, you must keep pedaling. Only then you'll deliver. Think about it. KISS loves you, my friend.
So it's Battle of the Brands. Today, two very, very popular instant noodle brands. Nissin versus Indomie. What's the score currently?
Indomie, 2-1 up.
Only 2-1?
2-1 up
well,
so
let's
far.
See, let's see if this rocks the boat.
Good morning, CY here. My choice has to be I, indulgent, N, nice, D, delicious, O, OMG, flavorful, M, marvelous, I, interesting, E, endearing.
Wow.
I-N-D-O-M-I-E. Wait, that's my choice. Indomie.
You just got a commercial going there.
I was going to say, he just won breakfast bingo.
Yeah, you don't say.
I don't know. He didn't give me the reason. Oh, well, actually, yeah.
Yeah,
it was. It was in the letters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well done. Well done. Very creative. We've got another one.
Morning, guys. Today, you're the three musketeers. On gentlemen. Okay. Nissin and Indomie. I definitely love Indomie because of the texture. It's different, the taste. It's just like very fatty and nice to eat. Indomie is my choice.
Okay. Fatty and nice to eat.
It's not fatty. It's
oily.
Plumpy.
Yeah, it's plumpy. It's oily. Yeah, it's different.
It's
okay,
different.
I'm definitely going to try it.
It's different. Very different.
Maybe this evening. Okay, one more voice note.
Nissin cup noodles because of the tiny bits of fish cake that bloats up when you heat it up.
Mm. Oh, wait, hold on. Somebody else is, sending in a voice note. Let's put this voice note on live.
Good morning, everyone. Well, actually, I like both a lot. And there's one time I actually cooked both with the soup and then the indomie, the dry version. And I love it so much with the sausage put in it. And then the... sometimes I put fish cake, then egg, hard-boiled egg, yeah, or just scramble egg inside. You mean just throw an egg inside, also would be very nice. And there's one time I actually tried to put the cheese hot dog, you know, the small mini cheese hot dog pack. Yeah, I just throw it in and then it tastes really very nice. But if you let me choose without the kids, I actually prefer to choose the indomie. Yeah, dry version. But remember to drink a lot of water after that.
Okay, mommy.
Like that. She sounds so sweet.
She's sweet. She's sweet.
Okay, keep those voice notes coming in. 8855-0920. It's 916. It's Glenn, Kyle and the Flying Dutchman. Angel is away in KL for just today. She'll be back tomorrow.
Alrighty.
All right, Battle of the Brands. Nissin versus Indomie. Score, FD.
Score right now is 5-2 to Indomie.
Right. And we're asking for you to send in your voice notes for this prize.
It's a $199 prize. High tea buffet for two at Bar Intermezzo at the Orchard Hotel. You get to try things like their succulent Kong Bak Pao, the savory carrot cake, creamy decadent durian pangat. And we want to thank, of course, our friends from Bar Intermezzo for this prize.
Thank
over $199.
We got to go there one of these days.
Yeah, we got to.
Yeah, for sure.
Clean them out.
Yeah.
We're coming.
Buffet, right,
the big show. Yeah, we'll finish the food. We'll finish the drinks.
Big appetites.
Yeah, we do. We are the big show.
We are.
Big people.
There is a reason for the name.
Okay, we are listening out for the best voice note to win that fabulous prize.
What do we have?
Hi guys, good morning. This is Ben. Good day to all of you. I think it's got to be Nissin for me. I just like the texture. I like the taste and actually the seasonings compared to Indomie. Eh? Comparatively, I like Nissin. You know what Nissin stands for?
Mm.
No one in Singapore says, I hate Nissin. So everybody loves it. Nissin, Nissin, Nissin. Yeah.
Something was a bit off at the end.
Yeah, just towards the end. Yeah.
You know.
But good.
You know,
good,
you run
attempt.
Towards the finishing line and then the last few steps, you could have. That's what it was.
Okay, yeah. Next voice note, please.
Good morning, folks. I feel that the real fight should be between Nissin versus Myojo. That would be a really tough one to decide because Indomie, it's a class of its own. First of all, it's dry noodles. It's not soup based.
Mm.
And back when I was a poor student, 50 cents a packet from the Asian grocery, nothing beats that for value. The taste is awesome. Put a fried egg in it, you got a meal on its own. But for connoisseurs, I highly recommend Prima Taste, either the prawn noodle or the laksa. The broth is superb.
Prima.
This man is a connoisseur.
He's a connoisseur.
I think so.
Just wanted to let you know that Nissin Foods is also wrong. Let me change that. Myojo is actually a company which is owned by Nissin.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There you go.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Myojo.
So that's why we didn't put Myojo in there.
In there
together.
Same one.
Indomie.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep those voice notes coming in. I think we have two more. Okay, let's go.
Good morning, guys. It's Indomie all the way, bro. All the way. They got the Indomie goreng. You can never go wrong with that. Then got the Indomie rendang. And also the Indomie kaldu ayam.
What?
That is the best. You know, you cook it with one egg, you know, the egg is like half cooked. Oof. My wife is pregnant and she's craving that dish. That's it. My kid's gonna come out and love Indomie. Just like him.
Apa dia cakap? Indomie kalu ayam.
Kalu ayam.
What is that?
I have no idea.
I'm sold. I think he said Indomie with an egg, right?
No, it's kalu ayam, but you put an egg on it. But what the hell is kalu ayam?
So essentially, it's
chicken.
Indomie kalu ayam tambah mata lembu.
Is he talking about the flavors?
I think
he mentioned three different flavors just now. There's Indomie rendang.
Mm.
There's Indomie, the one you just mentioned.
Kalu ayam.
No, kalu ayam was his favorite flavor, but then you add a sunny side up.
Right. I thought Indomie was just like one Indomie.
No. It's got
a number of different flavors.
Same like Nissin la.
Yeah, but everything dry or can you have it soup?
You could have it with soup. It's no right, no wrong.
Okay. Yeah,
but most people I know have it dry.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. We've got one more voice note.
Good morning, guys. Personal preference, I would prefer Indomie. If you go Batam buy, you sure get 1 to 2 boxes.
Oh.
Okay. I guess he means what? It's cheaper over there or what? It should
probably
be anyway. In
probably
Batam.
In Batam.
Okay, keep those voice notes coming in. It's Battle of the Brands. It's Nissin versus Indomie. Battle of the Brands. Nissin versus Indomie. It's coming to a close. It's already 9:40.
It's an annihilation.
Probably
right
like
now.
A couple more voice notes. But who's in the lead right now?
Indomie 8-3.
8-3. No chance. I think okay, we have one more voice note to play, and then we're gonna pick our winner.
Okay.
Good morning, Big Show. It's gotta be Nissin for me. Everything in the cup, just add hot water and the flavor is umama. For everything, for every occasion, blessed when you're hungry, back from work late at night, you just want a quick snack. That's it, man. Warm and nice. But by the way, fun fact, do you know that Nissin, whether you, no matter how, when you write it in block letters, when you flip it upside down, it's still Nissin. When you have it upright, it's still Nissin. Write it and turn it upside down and see it. So, Nissin, whether upright or upside down, it's the one for me.
But can you fill the cup from the bottom? I guess not. Okay.
So, final score would be 8-4 to Indomie.
To Indomie, okay.
We ran a poll on our Instagram as well.
Okay.
And Indomie like? Came out 66%.
Okay. So, in line with the voice notes and all that. Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but you know, take a look at this. I think this guy should win it. What do you think?
This
yes?
guy, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, why not?
Well, if he does win, he will be going back with High Tea Buffet for Two at Bar Intermezzo at the Orchard Hotel. It's worth over $199. Confirm, this guy.
So we agree? Or what?
This guy?
I think
he sounded, you know, pretty cool.
I thought he was very passionate.
He made me want to consume Indomie.
He feels like a bro because, you know, yeah. He and I are like similar situation. let's have a listen.
All right, Akmal, congratulations.
Woo! Good morning, guys. It's Indomie all the way, bro. All the way. They got the Indomie goreng, you can never go wrong with that. They got the Indomie rendang, and also the Indomie kaldu ayam. That is the best. You know, you cook it with one egg, you know, the egg is like half cooked. Oof. My wife is pregnant and she's craving that dish. That's it. My kids gonna come out and love Indomie. Just like me.
I like it. Congratulations, Akmal. You know what? He got me at rendang, man. Mm. So the moment he said Indomie rendang, I'm like, I gotta have that. Yeah, I gotta have that. So I'm gonna cook the Indomie, right? And then I'm gonna go to Tambua Mas and buy my rendang.
And eat it with yeah, absolutely. Wow. Hey, that sounds really good. Wow.
You must have good rendang to go with. But I don't know about you,
but I'm genuinely hungry.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much for all your voice notes for Battle of the Brands today. So, Indomie
definitely
has ended up tops today, thanks to your votes. And once again, congratulations to Akmal. Rihanna with Disturbia right here on Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. A big thank you to Dr. Geraldine Tan from The Therapy Room. What a session we had with her today, talking about relationships. Next week, sexless marriages.
No. She said she'd consider it.
Yeah.
Either way, I'm coming
back. It's going to happen.
But all I need to do is just give her a call this afternoon.
That's true, and it will work.
Fair enough.
It's true.
Yeah.
It'll be exciting, huh?
Yeah. It will be.
All right, I need to learn my word of the day.
Okay, word of the day. Meldrop.
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 Meldrops keep falling on my head.
Okay. What do you think it means?
Meldrop. It's a lady named Melody, and she's walking down the road, and she slips.
And
then
she falls down. Meldrop.
Meldrop. Yeah, or sometimes people go to HDB, the letterboxes, right, and they do a mail drop. You know?
And that's why nowadays people lock it, you know? They lock it. Glenn, what do you think?
I don't know what a mail drop
is. Okay, how do you think
it sounds spelled? Like a sweet or something.
Yeah, it does.
Give me a mail drop.
Can I put a mail drop in my... Wouldn't that be nice? How do you think it's spelt?
Meldrop.
Easy peasy. Mail drop. Mail drop means a drop of mucus hanging from your nose. She discreetly wiped away the meldrop that threatened to escape during her date. Meldrop.
Oh, yeah.
When you have a bit of mucus running down your nose.
Mm.
Mel drop.
You know, I'm thinking like parents, you know, you're looking at your toddlers and all that.
Yes.
And then you can teach them this new word.
Yes.
It's like,
oh, look, you've got some Mel drop there. Yeah, no, don't Mel put it drop. In your mouth. Mommy, yeah. salty.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Thanks for that, Kyle.
You're
thank
welcome.
You very much.
Always welcome.
And thank you to our producer extraordinaire, Cheyenne Lim, once again.
Well
thank
done.
You very
Good
much,
job.
Cheyenne. Coming up next, headline news and sports. This has been The Big Show.
The best of The Big Show.
Yeah.
Kiss 92.